B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody? The whole crew is here. Roy, Loren, myself, Maney, Nicole, Clever Trevor in the studio.
We're all good.
Our intern, Viking, is here today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he thinks you're calling him.
Oh, no. We're not calling you. That is your call, though.
Oh, he was in a darting stance. Uh-huh. Did you see that?
Yes.
Hang on. I want to see if he gets back in that stance. Oh.
You can't see it, but every time we play the horn, the intern gets ready to come in. We told him that's his call to come to the studio.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Vikings. Okay, well, what is today? Tuesday? So that's good. One day into the week.
Yeah.
What about your day in 30 seconds, Roy? What did you do yesterday?
So I did quite a few things. It was a big doctor appointment day for me, Callie. So we medicaled up. And then I spent the rest of the day doing nothing but taxes. And for the first time, I think I legitimately did my tax. I'm like legitimately doing my taxes the right way. Not the...
Don't say that too loud.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like where you actually print everything that you bought, every receipt, you write notes on what it was for.
You don't lie about your miles. You don't lie about your eating with friends.
Everything's cataloged. You know what I'm saying? And so you should have seen my office yesterday. I had like stacks upon stacks upon stacks of
all the visor.
Yeah, it looked like I was like going to do a major operation.
Now, why are you doing it that way?
Doing it because I have a new accountant.
Yeah, has nothing to do with any past.
Oh, because it's being audited. You know, it's because I'm experiencing an audit, and I now know the value in keeping good records.
Right. I had an accountant tell me that the best records are just you don't need to keep track of everything. If you pay with the card, just go through and print out all
your... Yeah, that's what I've done.
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
So, all right.
But it gets a little fuzzy if you don't... If they ever ask you what that was and you don't know.
Yeah.
It gets a little fuzzy with that.
Okay. What about you, Ren?
I had a baby appointment yesterday, a doctor's appointment. For baby Strager. And it was just one of those appointments where they take the little, it wasn't a sonogram, but they take the little paddle and try to find the baby's heartbeat.
Yep.
And there was this really strange noise that it kept making. And
the paddle or the baby?
Well, when she was trying to, because you can hear like what's going on in there. Right? So it was a weird noise. And I said, is that my stomach? And she said, no, that's the baby punching the paddle.
That's hilarious.
And literally every time she would put the paddle down somewhere else to find the baby's heartbeat, it would make that noise. Yeah.
Yeah, the baby's like, screw you.
Yeah, dude. She's like, he's an inquisitive little one.
Oh, great. That's just what you need. Mm-hmm. You would think, because Cash, you know, he runs around, and you want your next baby to be...
chill.
Because I have the chill baby in Dean and the crazy baby in Ruby.
Yeah, now I'm going to have two, like, full throttle kids.
So last night, I was making dinner, and my wife called me and said, hey, her friend Shelby's coming over to do some clothes shopping, because Amanda has a closet full of stuff, and we got talking, and Shelby mentioned that she was excited because they saved up to go to Japan, but now she's not going to go.
Oh, yeah.
I said... You know, the coronavirus is still below the flu. The flu is way more deadly than the coronavirus. She said, no, I'm not going to Japan because I'm afraid of getting it. We're not going to Japan because everything is like kind of shut down and it's not a good vibe over there right now.
Yeah.
Because of it. It's not that she's directly afraid of it. Just the vibe of Asia right now, man.
Yeah. Yesterday, while I was at the doctor, my mother was power texting me, begging me not to go to Barcelona next week because Italy just like basically shut down like 50,000 residents or whatever. And
well, now you are, I will say, at a higher chance of, you're pregnant. You're at a higher chance of risk.
Okay, relax. I talked to my doctor yesterday. My doctor's like, this is like fear-mongering. And she said, you are more likely to stay here and get into a car accident than go there and catch the coronavirus. She's like, Barcelona is fine. She's like, yes, they've shut down some stuff preventatively because they were supposed to have some big convention that they shut down, but it was a primarily Asian convention.
I don't know. It sounds like your doctor knows a lot more than what the media is reporting because they can't find patient zero. So maybe your doctor should call some people. Doctor's in the know.
Let's do this. Let's do a song, and then we'll come back, and I have a little quiz here. What we know about the coronavirus. We'll see how smart you guys are about this coronavirus.
I imagine it's so much misinformation
out there.
Too. Yeah.
Y'all, it's Fat Tuesday also. We got to celebrate today.
Oh, okay. I'll eat something.
All right. Happy Tuesday for me, Roy and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kids 95.1. It's the Mady, Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Quick wrap up on the conversation about the coronavirus. Clever Trevor's in here, and he goes to UNCC. And Loren on Friday told Nicole to tell you to stay home.
I thought it was because of the weather.
No, it wasn't because of the weather. It's because y'all got TB up at UNCC.
TB?
So, yeah.
You don't even know why you were off?
I thought it was because the road was bad.
Dude, no. Did you see the roads? They were fine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's no issues for any roads.
Tell Clever Trevor, the UNCC student, what TB is.
Tuberculosis.
Oh, dang.
Like two students were quarantined for it.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I'm not reading the news article, so I'm probably butchering this news.
But I like that you didn't even know, though, that it was happening on your campus.
That's even more concerning.
I know.
Blame the university. Email us everything, but except the fact that we have tuberculosis on campus.
Yeah, man, and then we didn't want it. So we have two potential two potential cases of TB UNCC under investigation. So we thought, of course, you would be the one that would have it.
And I didn't think that.
I did.
Those two over there did.
We just didn't want to take any chances, you know.
So we made you stay home.
Yeah, one extra day. He missed Friday and Monday.
Loren's like, oh, no, you're not about to ruin the Spain trip for me.
Hey, today's Fat Tuesday, everybody.
All right.
Celebrating Fat Tuesday as it's the kickoff of Mardi Gras tomorrow. That means that tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Are we getting a king cake?
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
We can get a king cake. You're supposed to get the king cake, and whoever has the baby gets the good luck, right?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go order it? We'll call Suarez.
Yeah. Here's some other food you should celebrate today while enjoying Fat Tuesday. Got to celebrate tons of fatty and rich foods. Like have a crawfish boil, shrimp and grits, Creole crab cakes, shrimp and chicken etouffee, which is delicious. Mm. Pancakes, dirty rice, milk punch, red beans and rice.
You know, Sterling and I went to a New Orleans-style restaurant last week.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that good. And Sterling refused to send back his drink. He ordered like a mojito.
Uh-huh.
And, y'all, it sounded like the, I don't know if the ginger beer was skunk or, it didn't taste right.
Ugh.
It didn't taste right. He refused to return it back.
He should go out with my dad. My dad returns everything. The king cake is a traditional Mardi Gras dessert. It's topped with icing and the Mardi Gras colors and sprinkles. Inside the cake is nuts and spiced fruit. Doesn't say anything here about the baby. Not to be confused with Duh Baby.
No, there's an actual baby inside the king cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. We should bring Power because they're close with Duh Baby.
Yeah.
We should get a picture of Duh Baby and put Duh Baby in the cake. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Let's come back and talk about yesterday. Did anybody watch the Kobe Bryant memorial?
I did watch some of it, yes.
Yeah, good audio, including a really funny moment from our very own Hornets owner, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We'll talk about it and play it for you if you didn't hear it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Pizza, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Yesterday was the Kobe Bryant Memorial. You guys catch any of it?
Yeah, the celebration of life.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a little bit of Michael Jordan, and I saw Vanessa speak.
I just saw Michael Jordan's funny comment.
Yeah, he made a comment about the crying meme that goes around social media. And it was funny to hear him acknowledge it, especially in such a tense, sad moment.
talked about business. We talked about family. We talked about everything. And he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the next.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed a shot of Steph Curry, who also was born and raised here in Charlotte. He was dying laughing at that comment.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. A lot of people had sunglasses on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely, you know, definitely a huge outpouring. It was at the Staples Center. Mm-hmm. So basically the Spectrum Center. You know, thousands of people there, including people that play with them, but then they sold tickets. I guess they gave away tickets. I don't know how.
Yeah, I was like, do they sell tickets?
Well, you know, you could go to that. You know, the average person could also go, but I don't know how they did it.
Probably set up a nosebleeds because I'm sure the family and friends and basketball players filled the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille O'Neal told a funny story, too, about Kobe Bryant. They played together in L.A., Roy. They won a couple championships together.
The day Kobe gave my respect was, the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that.
And the clip got cut off, but Shaq goes, I then went to the guys and said, Kobe ain't passing. Beyonce performed Halo. Version.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Christina Aguilera did Ave Maria.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
I like Ave Maria.
Oh, where's Christina Aguilera? I just had her. Stand by for Christina Aguilera. You asked for it, Roy. You get it.
Sounds like a really sad funeral.
It was a sad death. A couple laughs, Roy, but for the most part, I mean, you know, somebody whose life was taken way too young in the daughter and somebody who is iconic in Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
But who stole the show yesterday, Loren? She was spectacular. Vanessa Bryant. Yeah. I mean, my gosh. This woman who lost her husband and her daughter in a tragic helicopter accident, like was just a typical day for them, was just amazing with her speech. And if you didn't watch it, I would tell you to go watch the entire thing wherever you can find it. I'm sure on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, it's on IGTV. And I think like ESPN had it up and SportsCenter and that kind of stuff. But it was like an 18-minute beautiful speech. She started with her daughter, then moved to Kobe. And it was definitely moving.
I don't know how she got through it, but she did.
And she didn't break down like through the whole thing. She had a couple moments where she had to like take a beat.
Yeah.
But she had it together.
We will not be able to see Gigi go to high school with Natalia and ask her how her day went. We didn't get the chance to teach her how to drive a car. I won't be able to tell her how gorgeous she looks on her wedding day. I'll never get to see my baby girl walk down the aisle, have a father-daughter dance with her daddy, dance on the dance floor with me, or have babies of her own. Gianna would have been an amazing mommy. Mm.
She did Gianna, and then she talked about Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
She did them separately, Roy. So it was very nice because she eulogized Gianna, and then she said, now for my husband. We don't have the clip here, but they went through all their pet names for each other, which was pretty funny. I'll try and pull it before the show ends.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Babe, you take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi. May you both rest in peace and have fun in heaven until we meet again one day. We love you both and miss you forever and always. Mommy.
Mm. She just did an amazing job yesterday. And then Michael Jordan helped her down off the stage. And it was just a really, really well done memorial for an icon, Roy. I'm not even a Lakers fan. I'll be honest, I didn't like Kobe in a Lakers jersey. I rooted against him.
Well, it doesn't mean that
but
it's
no,
not sad.
It's still tragic, right?
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you have passion for one thing. I would boo every time he would shoot the ball because I lived in Sacramento and the Kings and the Lakers had huge rivalries. And every time he shot the ball, I was all over him, you know? And then this tragic accident happens and it's like none of that means anything.
You think they had a big celebration of life after? A bunch of food?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
You know what's funny is I thought of that. And I thought of like is Steph Curry getting together with MJ and are they going to a restaurant?
Yeah.
And if so, who's picking up the tab? I'm glad your delusions are just like mine. Because that's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there. I mean, the whole thing was called a celebration of life. Yeah. So I'm sure that it continues.
I need you to find out. Use your Hollywood and see where everybody went yesterday after the memorial.
Okay.
Listen, some good Edens were done after some funerals in my life.
Yeah. And then I'm so nervous. By the way, in my family, the person who passed away paid for it.
Oh, really?
How about that? Yeah.
What?
No, we would toast family to the person because we took it out of their account to eat.
That's serious.
I think it's an Irish thing. I don't know. But how about this? Yesterday, too, Loren, I'm looking around because they kept showing the crowd, and I'm looking around to see who's sitting where.
Because you know there was a political hierarchy to who sat where?
Steph Curry's not sitting 10 rows back.
But he's also
where
not.
Do you put him?
Right.
Crazy stuff, man. An amazing day yesterday, though.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Happy Fat Tuesday, everybody.
Eat a king cake.
Yeah.
Happy Mardi Gras.
So, did you guys hear this crazy story? I blogged about this yesterday at kiss95.1.com. This family in Illinois say that their 9-year-old daughter's bedroom is acting as a radio speaker, and there's actually voices coming from their wall inside the 9-year-old's bedroom, but there's no radio or anything in the wall because they opened it to look.
Whoa. I saw this, but I didn't, like, how is that even possible? I thought maybe somebody, like, left a radio in there, like, in the wall when they were building the house. But it's only sometimes, right, that they hear it.
I mean, Richard Smith said voices and music were reportedly heard inside the wall on inside Brianna's room, the 9-year-old. And they realized that what is happening, they narrowed it down. They know exactly what station it is. It's picking up a local AM radio station, Christian Radio, AM 1160. They actually had an engineer out there to investigate from the radio station, but he was unable to identify the issue, saying, quote, I got to be honest with you. I don't know what's acting as a speaker. I don't know why you're actually hearing it.
It's got to be the wiring, right?
I asked our engineer yesterday. And he said that it's like the metal in there. It could be just a nail. Anything, the AM radio signal bounces off something metal, and then that translates it to sound.
Well, if you think our voices right now are just being shot through the Carolinas, and even if you don't hear it, our radio waves are still hitting you.
Right.
Exactly. You just have to have a device to pick it up, but I guess metal can do it.
Here's a little. You want to hear a little of it?
Sure.
This is what's coming through the wall. They recorded it on their phone.
Hear the commentators.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Where did I put that?
Right.
So that's what they hear.
Wow. Just through the wall.
Yeah, with no speaker.
Freak me
Could
out.
You imagine the poor soul if they heard our show through the wall?
Make it stop.
Good morning. You're listening to us through your wall.
Hi, this is Carol from Roses for You. Who would you like to send the roses to? We're hearing more of the roses. And now it's time for unqualified advice from Ryan.
The free-for-all, we're all yelling. Crazy though, right, Loren?
Yeah, that is nuts.
There it is. So you hear that voice echoing through the wall. What do you think?
I think this is about 1:30 in the morning. That woke me up out of a sound sleep.
If I heard a Christian radio station at 1:30 in the morning, I'd be like, God is talking to me, like, directly.
Ooh, that's a good point. Hello, if you're listening to us through your wall, this is God. Good morning. It's time to wake up, and the first thing you should do is turn on the Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show with Kiss 95.1. I want some eggs and bacon for breakfast.
You will bring the eggs and bacon to 1520 South Boulevard, Suite 300.
Never question the wall.
Venmo Maney Radio.
Do you think Trump's wall will also be able to be a radio station? If so, can we broadcast from it?
That's just Trump's luck. He'll build the wall.
and there's a radio inside of it.
Blasting their music on the other side of the wall. We're playing Cinco de Mayo music, but it's really Fat Tuesday, people.
I know.
Wrong music.
Yes, you got to play the appropriate music.
All right, let me play the appropriate thing, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back, and I got to tell you something funny happened to me yesterday. It's typical. We've talked about this before, but we need to definitely bring it back. But let's all go back to New Orleans to 2018, I believe, with Nicole and the then-girlfriend Lauren.
Where we at?
Nola!
What we doing?
Drinking!
Yeah!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So I was at the chiropractor yesterday, the great Dr. Marco. And thank you, Lorette. And I got talking to somebody who I was in the waiting room, and the receptionist said my name. And so the person next to me said, oh, Manny, like from the radio station. I said, yeah. Oh, my kids and I listen. We love Campy Loren. We get that stuff all the time.
Sure.
And love it. But what happens next is usually the same thing every time I introduce myself and people say, where do you work? And I say, I work at the radio station. What question do you guys get next when you tell people that you work at the radio station? I want to see if it's the same question, the question that I get.
I guess it's, how do you do those hours?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's top three.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, what time do you wake up?
Top three, top two.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get like, you must meet cool people.
I do get, like, interview, like, who's the best interview, who's the worst interview.
But I'm talking about, like, hey, how you doing? I'm Manny. Oh, what do you do? I do morning radio. Blank.
Yeah.
The next question you get. And that's what we need to do right now, because it happens with a lot of jobs. When you tell people what you do, what's the next question you get?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
She hit me with the, you must meet cool people.
Okay. That's a different first one, but okay.
How about, can I get concert tickets?
Oh, yeah, that's one, too.
That, though, comes from friends. That's not, you know.
That's true.
Randos.
Like, if you meet someone, Roy, like, you have an, you, I wouldn't say fascination, you love a good firefighter. Or a good EMT.
Yeah, well, I like anyone in a good uniform. You know.
So what's your question to, like, a firefighter?
I guess it would almost be the same, like, hours thing, because I am always fascinated. Those dudes get paid to work 24 hours a day.
See, for me, if I met a firefighter, I'd be like, oh, like, what's the biggest fire you've had to deal with?
I don't want to trigger their PTSD or something.
See, you're smarter than me.
Manny's not that sensitive.
Yeah. What about you, Loren? You meet a interior decorator.
Hmm.
What's the next question?
What do you charge?
What do you charge? Can I hire you? You know, when I was a 911 operator, but the first question people always ask me, what's the worst call you've ever received? I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's PTSD.
I'll relive it for you, sir.
You play the person, I'll be the 911 operator. Well, all right, let's jam through these calls. This will be good. The question on the table is, when you tell people what you do, what's the next question that you always get?
Okay, let's talk with Savannah in Charlotte.
Oh, sorry, Roy. Go ahead.
Okay, Savannah, can you hear us now?
Oh, yep, I can hear you.
Perfect. So, what do you do?
I work for the nation's largest tire manufacturer distributor.
Okay.
every time I tell someone what I do, regardless of my position, oh, can you get me free tires?
Dude, it's so bad. Yeah. I know someone who's like a salesperson with Michelin, and that's one of the first questions I asked is what type of discount do we get?
I don't get free tires myself, and no disrespect. I'm not kidding.
I know.
That is so funny, though. And like tires aren't even a generic need. You don't need that right now, but it's
they're so expensive.
There's trigger questions, right? I guess these are trigger questions. It's like you run into a doctor. Roy, you have medical history.
Yeah.
let's say you run into a dermatologist.
Oh, gosh. You have 5 seconds. Look at my psoriasis and tell me, is it getting worse? Is it healing? This is Hannah in Concord. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show. What do you do for a living?
So I'm a banker.
Okay.
Yeah, and people always ask me after I tell them what I do, they're like, oh, could you get me $1 million?
Oh, like a loan or something?
Yeah.
No, they just want me to hand them the money. I can just go to the back and hand them some cash.
Sure.
Thanks, Hannah. Hey, Kristen, our firefighter friend, Roy, texted me on the side and said, you did ask me, what's the worst fire you've ever been to?
Question.
No, I think I did.
Oh, you That's did? Funny. Okay. Yeah, that seems like something you would ask.
And then my real estate friend, Karen, says, you're in real estate. Market is so hot. You must be doing really well.
Oh, I get that quite a bit in the real estate. And then everyone wants to know what they think they can get for their home. I'm like, I would have to. That's a deep conversation.
Right. Yeah.
That's not like.
Yeah. It's not like you're at the carnival and people have to. You have to guess people's weight.
I don't know, sir. About 350. 350. Going to get a 400,000? I mean, I don't know. I got to do an analysis.
Right.
I'll drive past and write a number on a rock and throw it through your window.
Yeah. This is Katie in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show. What do you do for a living?
Good morning, guys. I work at Spartanburg Regional, which is they employ 9,000 people. Oh. And every time I tell someone where I work, they're like, oh, do you know such and such?
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many employees, yeah.
There's so many employees. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Sure do not.
It's impossible to know 9,000 people.
Yeah.
Right. It's impossible.
Thanks, Katie.
That's every single time.
Thanks for listening to us this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
You got it.
704 texted in and said, I'm a dietitian. The first thing people ask me is, can I have a meal plan?
Let's talk with Anonymous in Monroe.
Hi there.
Hi. What do you do for a living?
I am a mental health therapist.
Okay. So what's the first question people ask you?
So I guess you're going to analyze me now.
Yeah, but don't you, though?
I usually, depending on who it is, as a joke, I'll say, already done.
Thanks,
do you
Anonymous.
Think I'm crazy?
This is pretty funny.
Summer Gaffney, you're on with the Manny Roy and the Ren Show. What do you do for a
I'm a dot worker.
A what?
Yes, right. A dot worker.
A dock worker.
Dock worker.
Yes.
Got it.
So my question would be, where's the ocean? What dock are you working on?
That's exactly what people say. I actually had neck surgery, and the doctor asked me, what do you do for life? I'm a dock worker. And he just looked at me as a puzzled look. He's like, but what ocean? Where's an ocean? And I'm like, and I'm going to let you cut on me.
Yeah, a loading dock.
Regardless, he really did a good job cutting on me, but he did not catch the phrase, I'm a dock worker. I moved freight.
Roy, are you picking it up?
I thought you said dot worker at first, like Department of Transportation.
Summer's got a wonderful Southern accent.
Yeah, I love it. She said that he did a good job cutting on me. That was good.
Thanks, Summer. Well, the reason why I said when you said you're a dock worker, I said, where's the ocean? Is because growing up in New Jersey, we had the docks. Then longshoremen worked on those docks.
A loading dock.
The import-export docks.
Yeah. Every place has a dock. Any big retail store even has a dock.
But you say you work, if someone said to me, what do you do? I would say I worked at Amazon. I wouldn't say I worked on a dock.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Unless it's for a weird company that nobody would know, so it's just easier to say. A
couple of funny, go ahead, Roy.
If you worked for PNS Logistics, no one knows what that is. You'd be like, I'm a dock worker.
Yeah.
You know?
336 says, I'm a private investigator, and the first question I always get is, how many cheating husbands have you caught?
I work at a funeral, or my dad works at a funeral home, and people always say, I bet people are dying to see you.
Hey-o! I work for the sheriff's office, and the first question people ask me is, are you a cop? Then they say, I always wear my seatbelt. I'm not a cop. I do administrative work.
Oh.
There you have it. All right. Keep them coming. We'll put a whole bunch of them, because there's so many funny ones coming through.
They'll all go up on the Rap Party podcast, which airs after the show.
But we have the weekend tickets to give to you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so if you want to win those, you might want to be listening in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy and the Ran Morning Show.
Tiffany won the tickets to go see The Weeknd at the Spectrum Center on July 15th. Now listen, you don't have one shot today because it's Fat Tuesday and we're celebrating. You got two shots.
Okay, when's the next chance we can win?
8 a.m.
Okay.
Straight up, top of the hour, 8 a.m., your shot to go see The Weeknd, and then we have tickets tomorrow, too. Rest of the week, actually.
So, there's a new dating term. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's called white clawing. And when I heard it, I'm like, how could that be a dating term? Because the white claws, of course, are the seltzers that everyone's drinking. It's like the thing that everyone craves. I can't go to any party now with there being copious amounts of white claw. That are Trulies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the term white claw, this is when someone dates someone exclusively because they're super hot. It ignores the fact that they're boring.
Being basic.
Just like white claws.
Oh, that is so funny.
There's just nothing but hype, but the drinks are not.
They're okay.
They're not that great.
Yeah.
I like that because I didn't know. I was trying to figure out the connection.
Yeah.
And you caught me with that one. That is funny.
Not because, but hey, listen, if they ask, hey, why are you calling me a white claw? It's because you're bubbly and so nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's all buzz and no bite.
Yeah.
But you got to be honest, Loren, when finding a guy when you were single, personality goes a long way. Like, looks are okay.
100%.
But if you look good and you're boring.
Yeah, I can't deal.
You're out.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing for you, Roy, when you're finding a boy and when you were single.
So you're saying that they're out if they're boring? Yes, it is true. Although, if they're attractive, I mean, if you want to do a one night and have fun.
I was going to say, if you're super hot and you can be a novelty for like a week or so.
Sure.
Let me throw this out there.
Okay.
If you are dating and you find somebody who's really good looking, it's harder to put up with somebody who's really hot and has no personality and there's no buzz than it is somebody who's not as hot but has a great personality. Am I right?
Agreed.
No matter what your sexual orientation is,
yes.
It's just a personality thing. Clever Trevor.
Personality always wins.
You're a UNCC college student. Does that go for you as well?
I think at this point in my life, yeah.
Okay. Good answer. By the way, I can't win that he knows my babysitter.
Really?
Hmm.
I don't know her. I know of her.
Get this. She's coming today because we're going. Where are we going?
We're going to the Charlotte Beard Garden.
So I said,
preview.
I have my sitter coming. And I said, Trevor, she goes to UNCC too. And I said, maybe I'll set you two up. I show him a picture. He goes, oh my God, I know her and said her name.
Oh, you've definitely slid into her DMs.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'm going to ask her today.
Go ahead, ask her.
I will ask her. Nicole, did you ever date someone who was just really, really good looking but had no personality? I have, and it's just so hard. It's just so hard.
Can you teach personality?
No.
No?
No, you have it or you don't.
And
same thing about being funny. Either they're funny or they're not.
And I think it's harder because you're like, this has to work. Like, physical attraction is so important to us as humans. I don't care what anybody says. It's important to us.
Sure.
But we learn that it's so much more than that.
Right.
So when I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this woman who's a beautiful blonde, and anybody would do anything to like go out with her, and I had the guts to ask her out in college, and I took her out and we had dinner, and I was like, hello, anyone there?
You know, I think that's why I don't believe in love at first sight.
Because you're just getting the looks?
Right. You're only, and Manny, I know you said you fell in love with your wife like the second you saw her, but if she didn't have a personality, you wouldn't be where you are now, 2 kids in 10 years later.
Amanda walked into the sushi restaurant that I was at, and when she walked in first, I was physically attracted to her. But what really got me, Loren, and you're bringing it up, is the way her friends reacted to her when she showed up. She was genuinely loved by her friends.
Right.
It was like when Amanda came, everybody's like, Amanda, hey. And she's like, hi, y'all. Oh, I was in love.
Hmm.
Be still my beating heart.
Did she put you in your place at the party? Has she been, because, you know, she always has to correct your actions because you always do something stupid.
We're going out tonight. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, dude. You're going to do something stupid for sure. I'm just wondering, like, that night, did you do something stupid?
No.
And she was like, Steven?
No, but she was mad at me because the night I met my wife 10 years ago now, more than that, almost 12, I didn't go up to her, and she wanted me to go get her number, but she was surrounded by all of her friends. It was
too
much.
Scared.
And I was leaving for a radio station appearance, so I couldn't stay.
Yeah.
So I called her friend, and I said, hey, let me get Amanda's number.
Oh, that's so juvenile.
Then I left a message, and I was like, hi, how you doing? This is that doctor you met the other night.
Oh, being funny.
Uh-huh. And her friend Lacey thought it was hilarious, and she, because Lacey's an easy laugh even to this day.
Yeah.
Thank God Lacey was there, because Amanda's like, eh. But Lacey was like, it's hilarious. You have to call him back.
Love at first sight was not reciprocal. That's what you're telling me.
I like that she didn't find you funny, dude.
She still doesn't. She still doesn't. But one more quick story. My friend Christina, my high school sweetheart, met up with Derek Jeter. Uh-huh. Who is like,
oh, that's a big name.
Smoking hot, yeah. Right? Girls love Jeter. And he was known for leaving breakup baskets, yeah, at people's doors.
I was about to ask if she got the basket.
They all went to this club in New York City years ago, and he still played. Beautiful women from Seton Hall University up in Jersey. And Jeter said, hey, have all the girls come to my table. She told me that it was so boring, that he was so lame, that they left. They left the table. They were like, we're sitting here with Derek Jeter, and he's not doing anything, not bringing anything literally to the table. So we left and went dancing.
Well, he brings it to the table after the night's over.
That's when you get the yes, that's it.
Still to come.
You got to wait it out.
Oh, white clawing. I absolutely love it.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Red.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Tasha, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today for the first time.
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do.
Bye, Loren.
I'm going.
People miss the best. Best part is throwing people out.
Yeah, I know. When she welcomes you, everyone just throw her out. Like, hey, Loren, get out of the studio. That's how you're supposed to do it.
All right, Tosh, you ready?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez recently released an acoustic version of her song Rare. Now, she's in the squad put together by what pop star whose fan group are known as the Swifties?
Taylor Swift.
Question two, Justin Timberlake is doing a collaboration with SZA for the Trolls World Tour soundtrack. Who is JT married to?
Jessica Alba.
Nick Jonas made his debut on The Voice last night with Blake Shelton and John Legend and Kelly Clarkson. He's touring with his brothers. The band is called
the Jonas Brothers.
Question four. Pete Davidson recently opened up about a lot going on in his life, one of which is him possibly leaving this NBC comedy sketch show he stars on.
Saturday Night Live.
And question five. Michael Jordan made a joke about his crying meme, made the entire Kobe Bryant memorial break down in laughter yesterday. A laugh that we all needed. True or false? Michael Jordan once played for the Lakers.
False.
Come on in, Loren.
How?
I feel like she did well.
She got four correct.
Aw, dang.
Okay, let's see which one you got wrong. Selena Gomez recently released an acoustic version of her song Rare. She's part of the squad led by this pop star known for her fan group as the Swifties.
Taylor Swift.
Right, okay.
Are you okay?
No.
That twist and turned, man.
1-1.
Justin Timberlake is doing a collab with SZA for the Trolls World Tour soundtrack. Who is Justin Timberlake married to?
Jessica Biel.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Tasha said Jessica Alba. A slip up of the tongue there, 2-1.
Nick Jonas made his debut on The Voice with Blake Shelton, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson last night. Now he's touring with his brothers. The band is known as?
The Jonas Brothers.
That's right, 3-2.
Pete Davidson recently opened up about a lot going on in his life, one of which is him possibly leaving this NBC sketch comedy show.
Saturday Night Live.
That's correct. It's 4-3.
Michael Jordan made a joke about his crying meme at the Kobe Bryant Memorial yesterday and brought a much-needed laugh to the crowd. True or false? MJ once played for the Lakers.
I'm going to say false.
Interesting, even though he was friends with my...
Well, I know he was known for playing for the Bulls.
Okay, Loren, you unfortunately are correct. Final score, 5-4. You have 66 wins.
Tasha, I'm so sorry. You know what we want to hear before we let you go, that one gotcha.
I'm Tasha from Concord, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Tasha.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Got unqualified advice from Roy coming up, plus your shot at the weekend tickets at 8 a.m.
The MRL Morning Show.
on demand.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
I'm not sure we've ever done a qualified advice at this time.
No, if you've never heard of it, I give people advice that typically is horribly wrong, and maybe it helps them, maybe it doesn't. Either way, it's called Roy's Unqualified Advice. Who can I help today?
All right, Roy, we're helping Teresa. So she writes in and says...
I dumped.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, you should have put it in the email.
No, yeah. She did text afterwards and said, emailed afterwards and said, please don't use the names.
Okay.
All right. Don't use all right. the names. It's all like, right. Typically, when we do this at 7, it's a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Off to a rough start at this time.
I only have the original email. I do not have the after message.
Okay, go ahead and say it with not the names.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay. All right. It's work or my boss. That's the reason I'm emailing you this morning. My boss is very nice, but doesn't seem to have any boundaries with me. She's always in my personal business. And the big problem that I'm having is for at least the last three months, 3 times a week, she has been asking for a ride home because she doesn't have a license and she takes the bus. Mm. I wouldn't mind maybe once a month. But 3 times a week is a lot, and she lives in the opposite direction. So I literally drive 25 minutes to her house and then have to drive an extra 25 minutes back to mine. So it's an hour commute round trip for me, and that stinks. I feel obligated to say yes because it's my boss, but it's draining me. How do I set some boundaries here?
Let's see, if you can get tied in with the boss, things can go your way. You can be buddy buddies with the boss, and I don't know. That's tough.
She's been doing this for 3 months, though, and she hasn't mentioned that like a promotion came with it.
Yeah. A perk.
Yeah. I mean, if
maybe
you're,
she has to park in the boss's spot, which is cool.
If you're an hourly employee, could you just bill her for the extra time in the car?
You're right. I mean, I wonder if she's getting paid to take her bus home. I wonder if she's
clearly
counting the
she's
hours.
Not at this point.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Although, you know, but there is some like our boss is friends with our boss's boss. That we have 2 levels of boss.
There's like a boys' club down there.
Yeah, yeah, they're friends. We've been in a meeting, and the one boss wants to go to lunch, and the other boss will stop the meeting and go.
Walter will grab Quagmire, our immediate boss, and say, we're getting out of here, and Walter's the big boss.
That's a cool perk when you get to leave and just go to lunch.
Well, quite honestly, Walter likes Quagmire's car.
Yeah.
Don't seem to drive in it. Buddy, what kind of boundaries can you set up? Can she tell the boss no more rides?
You can. I wouldn't. I'd keep doing the rides. I try to milk this relationship for every penny.
But it doesn't sound like she's getting any gas money out of it. Doesn't sound she's just putting extra miles on her car and has an hour commute now.
Sometimes when you're playing chess, you got to look 7 moves ahead.
Sometimes losing is really winning.
Yeah. So when they're making budget cuts, you're the one that's taking the bus home every day.
And this is why we call it unqualified advice from Roy.
Take the loss now.
Blurts out whatever thought is in his head.
And then you bank on the fact you're going to get the fancy promotion, the nice new office chair. Oh, you want a corner office? Come on. Well, that's my buddy. You're the one who takes me home every day.
But Roy Boy, she's been doing this for 3 months, and there's not one mention of a perk in that email.
It's not going to happen in 3 months. Maybe
so
3 years.
How long does she have to eat this for?
And by the way, she said the boss, not the owner of the company. So I'm thinking now, if it's a bus route, she's likely working somewhere near uptown and maybe a big corporation that maybe she's her direct boss but doesn't have any pull.
Oh, see, I think they're all getting underpaid if she's taking the bus.
Well, I don't know.
She doesn't have her license, she said.
In a city like Charlotte, people, you know what I mean?
At 25 minutes, like I could see if your commute was, you know, closer.
Maybe
and you were taking the bus.
So now we got to break down that she lost her license in a DUI or something.
Right. great.
Yeah. How about this? Take her car. You just blow it to the tube for her to start the vehicle.
Oh, my God, Roy. Definitely unqualified.
Thank God we didn't put the names out there.
Oh.
All right. What do you guys think? Chime in for Roy. He's over there. He's beat red and stumbling.
I'm having a good time. Give us a phone call. Give the advice as well. 704-570-9595. You get to be part of Unqualified Advice. I say stick it out. Be friends with the boss. Have a good time. It doesn't have to be horrible in the drive home. Go out to dinner. Have a good time.
I mean, you could always say you're not going that way, too. Or you have something to do.
We'll grab your calls on that. Plus, stay tuned, because in 2 minutes, your shot at tickets to see The Weeknd. The Weeknd is coming this summer.
Yeah, like July 15th or something.
And we got your tickets. Don't go anywhere. Unqualified Advice and Weeknd tickets on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we had this Unqualified Advice where she was taking her boss home 3 days a week. However, the boss lived in the opposite direction, and she feels compelled to take the boss home. And so she's kind of wondering, should I make her pay gas money? Should I stop? I only want to do it once a month, I think you said, Loren.
She said she wouldn't mind doing it once a month, but it's been like 3 times a week.
Now, of course, in typical Unqualified Advice fashion, where I give truly unqualified advice, I think you should play the long game. Become friends with the boss. Have fun. Take the boss home.
You said, like in chess, you got to work 7 moves ahead.
Right.
You use that analogy a little while ago.
Long term.
But she's been doing this for the boss for 3 months, and there's no mention of promotions or, hey, it's paying off for me, but I don't want to do it anymore. She doesn't mention that.
No, and she hasn't been offered like any gas money or anything like that. So we're also getting some text messages, Roy, and people think that maybe she should, quote-unquote, acquire a part-time job that prevents her from taking the boss home and see if maybe the boss offers her money then because she had to get a part-time job.
All right, give us a call. What do you think you should do setting boundaries with the boss? That's one. Two, we should also hear from people, because it's always funny to hear, like, what did your boss ask you to do that wasn't in your job title? That's always great.
Didn't our boss ask you to chop down a tree?
No, Walter, I went over there and helped him. Yeah, it was after a storm. 704-570-9595. Give us a call and tell us, what did your boss ask you to do that was outside of your job range? Also, congratulations to Sydney.
Yes, Sydney and Midland won the Weeknd tickets. We're going to have another chance for you to win tomorrow morning.
Michelle and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. No, that is the most craziest advice. I'm sorry, but if she's riding the bus and she's paying for that fare to ride the bus, then she should be riding the bus.
But isn't there a law?
But if she is wanting her employee to take her home, then, yes, she needs to give money for gas, because that's coming out of her pocket, not the boss's.
Well, I will say I agree with you, Michelle. I do think there needs to be some maybe compensation, especially since it's so out of the way. I was hoping maybe she could tack on like another hour, you know, on her timesheet or, you know what I mean, or something, at least try to make it up in a way, but. Good point, Michelle. But you know what? That's why it's called unqualified advice, because I'm not good at it. So thank you so much for calling.
I love you, Roy.
All right. Love you too, Michelle.
Yeah, good advice or bad advice, Roy?
Yeah, that's what you get with me.
Thanks, Michelle.
You know, I had a boss one time that asked me to shovel the snow out at my old radio station.
And you did it?
Oh, yeah.
At the radio station or at his house?
At the radio station.
Okay. When I lived in Memphis, I had to paint the inside of the radio station. Yeah. We painted the walls.
It's quickly how radio announcer turns into many other things.
We complain so much about the color of the walls. The guy goes, I'll buy the paint. You paint it. We were like, okay.
Oh, that's a fair deal.
Done deal.
I feel that way about this place sometimes with our yellow walls.
I know. I want to do something with the studio, y'all. Yeah. Ugh.
We're in prison brown studio. It's like this weird color.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Alyssa in Huntersville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show.
Hello.
So what'd your boss ask you to do?
He asked me to go out in the parking lot and save a goose that was injured, quote unquote injured, in the parking lot.
Well, are you a vet? Like, what could you do?
I work at the YMCA.
So did he want you to take it to a vet?
He wanted me to sit. So basically, a member came in saying that there was an injured duck in the parking lot. And it wasn't a duck. It was a goose. It did chase me.
Oh. Yeah, they're aggressive. Yeah.
Well, so that means it wasn't injured if it's chasing you.
It ended up just being like it was laying there trying to lay an egg, but it was in the middle of the road.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, see, the YMCA is a Christian foundation company, and they care about their geese as well as people.
Right?
Exactly. We take care of everybody.
There you go. Thanks, Alyssa. Something about animals, Roy.
Let's talk with Rebecca in Gastonia.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. What'd your boss ask you to do?
She was going out of town and was going to be back the next night, and she asked me to pick the dog up from the vet and take it home. And the dog got out, and I ended up having to chase it and thought I was going to lose my job.
See?
Oh, yeah, that ain't good.
What happens, Rebecca, really great point. What happens in this unqualified advice if she's driving with the boss and gets into a car accident?
I don't know. I've taken my boss to pick up her car from the oil change, and I was nervous.
Yeah, well, you know, my last radio station used to do a lot of that. Hey, ride me over to get an oil change. We ask
each other for that sometimes.
Yeah, which I don't think is that bad. Like, I remember...
Although I am nervous riding with Loren, but anyway.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
You still ask, though.
Yeah.
I'd rather ride with you than walk.
I remember my boss used to fill up the radio station vehicle's gas. Like, he would do that himself. And he never wanted to do it alone. He'd ask me to tag along. Just go talk to him on the way to do it. We would just take each vehicle and go fill them up.
But you'd get paid to do it.
Yeah, I was working. Yeah. It was office time.
Yeah, but you see, like, at the last call, the boss asked her to do something that wasn't in her scope of her job. To pick up the dog. The dog got loose, ran away. If that dog never came back, the boss would be mad at the employee, but it's not her fault. You asked me to do this.
Yeah.
You're asking me for, in this case with the unqualified advice, Roy Boy, that's why I want you to rethink this. She's asking her to drive her around. If there's an accident, the boss is going to sue her if there's injuries.
Let's talk with Michelle and Davidson. Welcome to the Bandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Roy, but I think you're way off on this one.
Well, that's typical.
It's obvious that the boss is taking advantage of her rank over this employee, and she probably thinks that this lady is a sucker. She doesn't have any respect for her, so there aren't going to be any kickbacks on the other end. What the employee should do is just say, hey, you know what? I joined the gym. I'm going to go every day after work. I can't take you home anymore, and just get out of it.
But then that's going to be awkward. The boss is going to treat her like crap.
Well, but the boss already regards her as crap.
Yeah. Oh.
He knows that she's using her.
Okay.
You don't have any respect for somebody you walk all over.
That's a good point, Michelle. Yeah. Michelle and Davidson, thanks for calling the Main Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Final saying. Your final word.
Not swayed. Yeah, I think you should still take it. Okay. Yeah.
Still play the long game.
Yeah, play the long game. And then when it fails, blame me and go get a new job.
Okay, perfect.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So this is from Wallet Hub. They put out a list of the most sinful states in the U.S. What do you think the number one state is? It's kind of obvious.
Number one state's Vegas, man. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, that's a city, but
well,
yes.
You know, Nevada, whatever.
So Wallet Hub, they use their indicators, 47 key indicators, but here's a couple of them. Anger, each state that is the most angry, that have the most hatred, the most jealousy, excesses, vices, lust, vanity, and laziness are just some of the categories that they look at in each state. So Nevada was number one. They scored a 55.99 out of 100. It also, by the way, they topped the list for greed, but also in the top five for jealousy, lust, and a six for both laziness and excesses and vices.
Yeah,
they're just a horrible state.
Of course, with the excesses, like everything has a buffet there.
One of the Carolinas is in the top 10.
Okay.
Ooh. We'll work from Nevada being one, Texas two, Florida three, California four.
Makes sense.
Georgia 5.
Really?
A lot of these southern states, y'all. Tennessee 6.
Because we know how to have a good time in the South.
Louisiana 7.
Is it because we wouldn't expect it from these states, too? Because they've got southern charm?
Well.
Louisiana's got New Orleans, so I see that getting bumped.
That's number 7, though.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a little higher with New Orleans. But anyway, Illinois was 8.
Illinois.
Chicago.
What are they doing?
Mississippi is 10. Another southern state.
So number 9?
Number 9.
the most sinful state list is one of the Carolinas. Congratulations to Roy. You said
South Carolina.
South Kakalaki.
Yes, it is.
You are sinful AF.
I love it. I believe it. You got Myrtle Beach where all the sins occur. Unless you go hide out in North Myrtle or Charleston.
Any idea on what the 10 least sinful states are? See if you can get any off of this list.
Alaska.
No.
Montana.
Ooh, Montana's a good guess.
No.
Really?
Good guesses, though.
North Dakota.
Yes.
Idaho.
10.
Idaho's just got potatoes.
No. That's Lori Vallow's from Idaho.
Oh, wow. That's a, she's pretty
just
simple.
A big whack.
Maine.
Number four, Lorraine.
Who else?
You guys are running out of states that you know.
All the rest
Wyoming,
are crap.
Wyoming.
Number two, Lorraine.
Oh, okay.
Come on, number one. It's an East Coast state.
Oh.
Oh.
Think Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Maryland.
No.
Delaware.
The other Bernie Sanders. He's a senator from?
Vermont.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know where people are
Vermont
from.
Was the number one least sinful state. Utah was number eight. You would think with all the Mormons and the clean living, they would be number one. They're not. They were number eight. Nebraska, three. New Hampshire rounds out the top five. Okay. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that is interesting.
All right, check out the blog. It's up at kiss951.com. Up next, producer Nicole says that she had a leftover thought about the weekend when we were up in Beach Mountain that she wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Can we do that next, Nicole? Are you listening? Yeah? Okay. Who's it about? Just tell us which. Is it about me?
No, it's about Lorraine. Oh. It's always about me. What did I do?
What did Lorraine do?
Let's just say I felt very out of place when I woke up one morning.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, let's discuss. 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole, there's a little bit of drama now.
No.
Yes, there is.
It's not drama.
That word
what happened?
It's annoying.
It's Why a leftover it so story from Beach Mountain, and we put a bunch of stories up on the wrap party from yesterday that we didn't even get to on yesterday's show. We spent the weekend together in Beach Mountain.
Yeah, but apparently I did something that made Nicole feel awkward one morning, and is that what it's about? Because I think maybe I know what it is. Like, as soon as I woke up and, like, came out of my room, I felt like I should have just gone home.
Oh.
Really?
And you said drama was being overplayed. Listen to that sentence.
Because I know what it is, and it's hilarious. But first, before you tell it, let's let Loren blurt something out, because it might not be it.
Yeah.
And that's funny.
What is it? I didn't have a bra on. Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Why would she go home for that?
I don't know.
Nicole would stay around. You know she's gay, right? That's a good thing for her. She's like, yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. No, want to take any other guesses?
I don't know.
I do. And I noticed it too. All right, go ahead.
What was it? I was the only one not matching with you and Cash.
Cash and I had matching pajamas on.
Like, I walked out of the room and you would have thought it was Christmas morning, like Cash and Lauren's lap, like matching Christmas pajamas. And I'm just like, here I am in like basketball shorts and a sweatshirt. Like, all right, here I am.
Do you always match your son?
No, but to my defense, they're the warmest PJs that we have because they're like a flannel.
Uh-huh.
And we had them for Christmas this year. So I figured I'm not going to wear them anytime soon. I might as well pull them out since they're warm and I don't know how cold the cabin or the house is going to be. So we brought them with us.
Dude, it is so Lorraine. Yeah. Because Nicole.
It was Myra sitting on the couch when you walked out of the room.
Yeah, Myra from It's Creek.
Uh-huh.
Nicole goes, like, later on that day, she goes, did you see them wearing matching pajamas? I go, yes, I noticed it too. And I even said something to you. I was like, oh, we're matching today. And like kind of brushed it off.
Right.
But it was like, it looked like Christmas morning pictures.
Yeah, it did.
Were they Christmas PJs? I forget the.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture?
We wore them for Christmas. What? I have like a family picture from Christmas. I don't have a picture from this weekend. They were like deer on them or something.
I always thought the whole matching pajamas on Christmas was silly.
You don't have kids.
You know, I was a kid, and we never did that. I would have been so freaked out if Mom and Dad wore exactly what I wore on Christmas morning.
Dallas has them, too, and Elena. You're lucky the whole family didn't have them on this weekend.
Yeah, I just love the fact that
Nicole came out of her room and was like, oh, hey, we're matching today.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was like a family affair. I mean, both mornings I was awakened by Cash.
Yeah,
and then I come
sorry
out
about that.
And, like, it's just family PJs.
Can we post a picture? It was cute. Can we post a picture up?
Yeah, I just sent a picture to the group of all of us wearing them. This isn't from this weekend, but it is our Christmas PJs.
What time would Cash wake up in the morning?
6:30, man.
So you guys are trying to go up there to have a party weekend, you know, have a good time, 80s throwback, and you have a kid waking you all up at 6:30 in the morning.
And I slept downstairs, so all I heard was...
Oh, you heard the thumping?
Yeah, but it wasn't bad. I slept. But you know what the great thing was? Was the house had the downstairs, so that's where we watched, like, the fight on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was
there
a cool
we go,
game
for free.
Room.
But, yeah. I'm looking for this text message. We got a text message from somebody that said, because we were talking about our trip up to Beach Mountain and how great everybody in Watauga and Avery County is. Somebody said they drove up there, and the first person from the show they saw was Cash.
Yeah.
That's the first, when they walked into the party, the 80s party, and there's Cash.
Does that ever freak you out?
Yeah, it does sometimes.
I don't know if I would want my kid to be so noticeable.
I will say this. I met a really nice woman at the party who says, I met her in the bathroom, and she's like, I just met your son, and I wanted to give him a hug and hold him, but then I thought that might be weird for you. And I'm like, thank you for having social awareness.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's weird if you walk off with him, but like, I don't mind if you take a picture, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys screenshotted in an email and sent it in the group chain. And we're not going to get into what the email said because it's going to come up later on the show. But the comment that the listener said was like, oh, that's, it creeped me out yesterday.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was.
They saw him out someplace, but like didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was
like
one
sent
of those.
An email about it where it was like someone was watching him, but he had no idea.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's stalking. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you listening, but come up and say hi to me.
Blanket statement. True life blanket statement. If you see us in public, please don't DM us and tell us that you saw us. Come say something.
Yeah.
Please, we want to say hi to you anyway because our ratings, quite honestly, show we have no listeners.
Right.
So it'd really be a nice boost to our egos. But, like, I went out to lunch with Amanda yesterday to this really cool bakery right over here on East Boulevard.
You didn't go to the healthy place?
No, the Sunflowers over there. The Sunflower Bakery we went to on East Boulevard.
Sunflower's
delicious.
Wonderful.
And I had lunch there, and there was nobody there. And I'm like, I'm talking loud about Loren and about you and Nicole and nothing bad, but anybody within an earshot could put, you know, all the pieces together. But I don't know. I mean...
What?
He's worried that...
He was talking crap about us, yeah. And I was afraid somebody's going to come back
really
and tell us.
Amanda and I are coming up with our escape plan. How to get out of here. And I might have been too loud when I was talking about it. So, all right. Thank you for that. That was funny. Go look at the matching pajamas that Loren and her boy had at the MRL show on Insta. Hey, a new study is out. And it's a no-brainer. It has to do with luxury cars and the people that buy them, particularly boys. We'll explain a little more coming up just around 8:50 this morning.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So there's this new study about men who drive luxury cars. And if you think of this as true, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. But it says that men who buy luxury cars are probably big jerks, self-centered, stubborn, argumentative. Owning a car by a luxury brand like Audi or BMW?
Lauren drives a BMW.
Yeah, but Dallas doesn't.
It's not like I bought the car.
Is linked to nasty personality traits.
No, that's...
Especially among men, though.
Yeah. I could see that. I think... If you're out there, like, with a Lamborghini trying to flaunt it, yeah, I could see you being kind of a jerk.
The Helsinki Swedish School of Social Science says that they noticed that ones that had luxury cars were most likely to run a red light, not give away to pedestrians, and generally drive recklessly and too fast.
Yep.
Basically, they just don't give a blank.
And those vehicles primarily were centered around German-manufactured vehicles.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Germany cars. What's the Mercedes?
BMW is a German car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Toyota?
That's not a Audi. Germany car.
Right? Audi is.
But you know what? We're going to get so many text messages because we're destroying this. So, and we're not acting as experts. Believe me, we don't know.
704-570-9595. That's the number to call the studio.
Roy wants to see if it's true. Can you prove Roy's article to be true? Did you date or know someone who drives what brands?
Audi, BMW, any luxury car, really.
The more luxurious the car,
the bigger the jerk.
The bigger the jerk, the bigger the D-bag. I'm trying to think, y'all. My brother drives a Mercedes.
Is he a jerk?
Yes.
I checked out then.
No, he's not, but he's, I don't know. He's a filthy rule follower. Mm. My brother Rich.
I know somebody who has really nice cars, and they run red lights and speed and, yeah, all kinds of things.
Are they a jerk, though?
Sometimes.
Does that make them a jerk?
The driving?
Yeah.
In addition to other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are.
Yeah, I think you're a jerk if you drive like an a-hole.
Yeah.
I think if you drive so recklessly and you're rude about it, that shows about your personality.
I would think that would overflow into your daily life.
Oh, yeah.
954 says it's 1,000% true, Roy.
Ah, well, that's a Florida number, so.
Hello, is it?
Yeah.
And then somebody else, 704, says no, just no, not true. My ex-boyfriend in college drove a BMW, and I still wonder what I saw in him. He was so self-centered and selfish.
By the way, if you own a BMW and a Ferrari, you're more than welcome to defend yourself.
Have a rebut.
Yeah. Let's talk with Heidi and Charlotte. Do you believe in this study? Oh, gosh.
Are you getting pulled over? Did you just run a red light in a BMW?
Yeah.
No, I didn't run a BMW red light.
You believe this study, Heidi?
My husband drives a Maserati.
Oh. And what do you... I'm sorry, the sirens in the background is pretty funny. And is he reckless when he drives the Maserati?
He drives a Maserati, and he's not arrogant. He's always had nice cars.
But does he drive reckless?
Yes.
Yeah.
He drives a Maserati.
Yeah, okay. We get that, Heidi. But is he reckless when he drives said Maserati?
I think she's listening through the radio. Yep. I don't think she's... Yeah.
I'm pretty sure... I didn't even hear the radio behind us. I don't know. I think she got pulled over.
Maybe.
You think so? Or do you think there was somebody in the driver's seat saying, call and defend my honor. Call and defend my honor now.
He's the nicest guy ever. And then, doesn't hang up and you hear him.
Yeah.
To call.
Just berating.
All right, let's talk with Anonymous in Lexington.
Oh, well, I had to...
Listen to this phone.
After she bought her Cadillac, she just got really shallow and wasn't treating people like people anymore. And, yeah. So I would say that the brand vehicle that she started driving really affected her personality for sure.
Yeah. Well, the study is true.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Anonymous.
What do you think was going on with her phone?
She sounded like she was underwater.
Roy, say hi to Mike and Charlotte.
All right, Mike and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, I drive a Corvette.
Oh, yeah?
$65,000 Corvette. Can you hear me on my Bluetooth?
Yeah, you need to turn the Bluetooth off if you can.
I had it after installed.
Oh, aftermarket installation.
Really, really good. $65,000 vet. And I'm not a jerk. Hey, what are you looking at?
That was one of my one things as a 911 operator. I would get so upset with is people's phone quality. And by the way, this was 2013. And even then, I was like, how are the phones this bad? I never understand anyone.
I know. And I can't get past it. I listen to other radio shows. I listen to a sports show that's not even really hard up for phone calls. But they'll let anybody on with any phone.
With any phone connection?
I mean, and we get that you're on the road and you got to do, it is what it is. But we've hung up on people on War of the Roses because you can't hear their phones.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy. All right. Check out the article on that and the other car brands that real big jerks drive up at kiss951.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All
the hits. Kiss 95.1. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yeah, we said we saw a study from Helsinki School of Social Science, and they said the people that drive luxury cars, expensive cars, typically drive very reckless
and are jerks.
They tend to. Well, I mean, yeah. The study didn't say that. We were just in here speculating.
Well, but with their actions that they're doing, running red lights, not yielding to pedestrians, are jerk-like.
Yeah, moves.
Moves.
Okay.
Well, we have a tow truck driver that wants to weigh in on this.
All right, let's talk with Anonymous Wexall, the tow truck driver. What would you like to say?
Hey, I agree with you. I tend to see, you know, I deal with all kinds of people. And I tend to see the people with the fancier cars, you know, are complete snobs in a lot of ways. Now, I understand that maybe they're having a bad day because they crashed their car or whatever, but it's not my fault you can't drive.
Yeah. Wealth doesn't bring good driving lessons.
No, sir, it does not. I'll give you an example.
Go ahead.
I'll give an example a couple weeks ago that I can't give too much info, but it was an accident scene I went to about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. A dude driving a Audi sports car. I can't remember the model number, but I looked it up. It started at $125,000 for the base model.
Jeez.
It was 2 days old. He crashed it. It didn't even care. Didn't even care.
I was like, I'll buy a new one.
I don't know, man. It must be nice to have that kind of money.
Yeah.
Right?
That level of wealth and not caring after you crashed a $100,000 car, that's like what Tracy Morgan did in New York City. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember reading about that.
Yeah. But, I mean, Anonymous, as a tow truck driver, you come across a lot of people, so you are a perfect person to call in, and we thank you, because the people that drive less expensive cars tend to just be more down-to-earth and nicer. Is that what our study is saying?
Yep. It seems like the people that have to go out and work for a living and have the, I guess you would say, the bucket cars, that's what I call them, you know, it's not the fact that, you know, we charge different money, you know, for the more expensive car. We charge the same, but it just seems like the people that have to work for the living, you know, drive the worse off cars.
Yeah.
It's a lot more down to earth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Have a great day.
All right.
I got a uncle who's a dentist. And he has a house that looks like the Taj Mahal. I mean, you look at it.
It's got an elevator.
It's got an elevator. It looks like it's from. It looks like it's from Helsinki, Sweden. I mean, it looks a castle. You know, he drives a Dodge Ram, beat up pickup truck.
Nice.
And he would always say that, you know, rich people stay rich by not spending money. Well, except on his house.
Nah. You know. One of the salespeople just walked by, flashing their keys, but I couldn't see out the window if it's a wealthy car or not.
Mm.
I think that's what they're doing.
704 just texted in and said, my kid's father drives a Mercedes, and I don't know what I ever saw in him. He's a big a-hole. we also got another one from 704 that says, I agree, BMW drivers, huge ego, small package.
Whoa! All right, let's talk with Jacqueline and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rancho.
Hi.
Hi,
guys.
We're good. What would you like to say about the study?
Well, I actually disagree.
Okay.
So I drive a Ferrari.
Whoa.
I am a 25-year-old female here in Charlotte, and I am a very nice person.
Now, you don't drive reckless.
See, my theory is I grew up in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's where you're maybe originated from. Everybody drives reckless in Miami. So you tend to, I guess, where the atmosphere where you're at. So here in Charlotte, it's not too bad compared to where, you know, I'm from. So I drive reckless in Miami because everybody does, but I don't here.
Interesting. So now, what do you do to have a Ferrari? Do you have like a job? Do you have a sugar daddy? Do you have
Roy, how dare you?
Well, I want to know, like, how does one come across a Ferrari? Do you have like a really, really big paying job?
So I work with I am an executive with Wells Fargo. I work uptown.
No way. Now, okay, I have even more questions.
Maybe she doesn't want to get into all of it.
Do all the executives drive Ferraris? Like, is there a certain part of y'all's parking garage where it's just fancy cars?
So now everybody has, I mean, a lot of them drive Audis,
and a lot of them drive. Honestly, I am one of the few that does, but everyone else drives their, like, second car. They usually bring their Hondas or their Accords to save gas, but I just bring my car because I just moved, I want to say 6 months ago from Florida, so I am actually in the process of buying another car, but it's going to be more of a gas saver car.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Jacqueline, but, you sound loaded.
Jacqueline, I mean, are you single?
Yeah.
I am.
Ooh.
Oh, look
you
at
know
that.
I'm smelling. She just moved here from Florida. How long have you been listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show?
Oh, I've been listening since I was in Florida. I come visit a lot here. So ever since, I want to say 6 years now.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. Awesome. Now we're going to play Let's Date a Millionaire. I'm your host, Manny, along with my...
You guys. Even in Florida, I listen to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you in the Ferrari right now?
No, I'm actually not. I'm actually in my dad's car now. He drives a BMW.
I would love to hear the Ferrari horn. I don't think I've ever heard a Ferrari horn before.
Or just the engine rev, you know.
Lay a strip down South Boulevard right in front of us.
I did that already, and I got pulled over, but it was by mistake.
Okay.
It wasn't even on purpose, but let's just say cops are not so nice.
Now, you just started off the conversation by saying you're not a jerk, you don't drive reckless, and now you're ending the conversation by saying you laid a strip by accident.
It was an
and the cops are jerks.
All I know, Jacqueline, is whenever you're ready to take your Ferrari money and buy a house, call me. I want to be your real estate agent.
Oh, boy, stop it. Stop it. You're not supposed to have crossover.
Oh, okay.
Listen, the real thing is whenever you want to play Let's Date a Millionaire, let us know, okay, Jacqueline?
We'll find you a date.
I got you guys.
All right.
No problem.
Love you. Thanks for listening.
Okay. An executive at the bank making all that money.
Find your way to a home of your own.
You keep selling houses. Yeah. You'll be able to buy your own Ferrari.
Dude. I'm just trying to get out of debt.
I just know that our digital producer, Clever Trevor, was swarming the studio, dying to come in here and talk to Jacqueline.
5-1. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.